Good morning. Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast, 10 Minute Aliyah. Here we are, Chaya Sara, Aliyah Shlishi. Vayikacha Eved Asara Gemalim. And the servant took 10 Gemalim, Migmalei Adonav, Vayelech, Kol Tuv Adonav Biado. And he went to Aharon Naharayim. He went to Bethuel and Lavan, Rivka. And all the goods of his master were there in his hand. So, two comments from Rashi. Number one is that these were Avram Avinu's camels that they took care of, especially that they muzzled them so that they didn't graze in anyone else's fields. And number two, that he had a shtar for all the possessions of Avram Avinu in his hand. That's why it was all the goods of his master in his hand, Kol Tuv. So this was a shtar. Vayelech el Aram Naharayim el Ir Nachar. And they went to Aram Naharayim, Aram of the two rivers, Rashi says, the city of Nachor. Vayevrech ha-gmalim mechutz la'ir, and he fixed up the camels outside of the city, el Ber Hamayim, by the water well. The watering well, the Ace Erev, towards the afternoon, the Ace Tseis HaSholvos, when the water drawers would come out. For Yomer Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, and he said, God, mighty one of my master Abraham, Hakre Na Lefanai Hayom, V'yase Chesed Im Adoni Avraham, prepare for me today the way, and do chesed with my master Abraham. Do kindness with my master Abraham. Hine anochi nitzav al ein hamayim. I am standing right here by the well. Uvenos anshei ha'ir, and the daughters of the men of the city, yotzos lishov, and they are coming out to come draw water. V'haya hanara asher omar elea hatina chadich, and the woman who I will say, please turn to me your jug, v'eshte, and I can drink. V'amar shesei, and she'll say, come drink. V'gam gimalecha ashke, and I will also water your camels. Osa hochachta avdecha liyitzchak. This will prove to me that this is the right woman for your servant Yitzchak. Ova eda, and through this I will know ki asisa chesed im adoni, that you are doing kindness with my master. Rashi says the proof is that since she's a gomel as chesed, and she belongs in the household of Abraham, and with this I will know, this is the portion that the servant is davening, ki asisa chesed, that you are doing kindness. There's sort of a poetic sense over here that you're doing kindness with his family, that his family will be a family that's doing kindness. The Lashon Nofel Lashon, as we would call it, that the kindness that Hashem is doing for the family of Abraham is that she's doing kindness and she's a kind person. Vayihi hu terem kila ledaber, he had not even concluded speaking. Vihini Ruf Yotzes Asher Yolda Lavesuo Ben Milka Ashes Nachor Achi Avram, and Rivka came out. Rivka, who Milka gave birth to, she is the wife of Nachor, who is the brother of Avram. V'chada al Shichma, and she has her jug on her shoulder. V'anara Tovas Mare Meod, and the young lady was very pretty. Besula v'ish lo yada, she was a besula, no man had known her. V'tered hayina v'it v'timale kada v'tal, she went down to the well, filled up her jug, and then went up. V'yara ta'eved l'krasa, and the servant ran to greet her. V'yomer hagmiini na me'at mikadech, please can you give me some water to drink from your jug. V'tomer shesei adoni, drink, my master. V'tamaher v'toret kada al yada v'tashkehu, and she took the jug down off of her shoulder and onto her hand, and she gave him to drink. Rashi says that the servant ran because he saw that the water came up to greet her, that she didn't have to bend down, that the water came up to greet her. It's pretty miraculous. And also comments the word hagmi'ini means gimiao, which he says is less than a regular drinking. It's less than ravias, according to Rav Shavel on the bottom. Varchal lashkoso, and she finished giving him to drink, v'tomer, and she said, gam likmalecha eshav, I will also draw water for your camels, ad ki im kilu lishtos, until they finish drinking as well. Vatimaher vatar kada el hashokes vataratz od el abeer velishov vatishav l'chol gmalav. And she quickly poured her jug to the trough, and then she ran back to the well to draw more water, and she drew for all of the camels. V'ha'ish mishtoe lah, and the man was watching her. Macharish, silence. Ladas heitzliach Hashem darko imlo. If Hashem was causing him success, was making him successful in his way or not. Vayhi kasher kilu hagmalim l'shtos, when he saw that the camels had finished drinking. Vekacha ish nezim zahav, and the man took out a golden ring, beka mishkalo, weighing a half a silver coin. This nose ring, this gold nose ring wearing half a silver coin, Rashi says is a remez to the chatzi shekel that the Bnei Yisrael are going to donate to the Midbar. Ushnei tzmidim al yada asar zahav mishkala, and two bracelets on her hand, each gold bracelet weighing a shekel. Vayomer bas miat, and he asked, whose daughter are you? Higidi nali. Hayesh beis avich machum lanu lalin. Tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to sleep? Vatomer elav bas besual anochi, and she said, I am Besual's daughter. Ben Milka asher yalda lenachor, the son of Milka who was born to Nachor. Rashi says, well, this is kind of funny that he gave her all the gold before asking who she was. That wasn't exactly the conditions of his master's shlichus, of his master's mission. But he was so faithful in Avraham's merits, his chus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him success. Vatomer elav gam teven gam maspo rav imanu gam makum lalun. She said, we have straw and animal fodder and also a place to stay. That concludes the third aliyah.